Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Emily Peters. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Are you working in any labs?
I actually work in a physiology lab run by Dr. Paulo Pires. The lab focuses a lot on how blood flow is regulated throughout the body and how certain proteins called ion channels can affect how blood vessels can constrict or open up. If you think about like sodium or potassium, calcium, those are all in our body. They're these small charged particles. And when they go into cells, they can make stuff happen. And that's really important throughout the body. You know, if you think about the blood, like it carries nutrients and oxygen, we need to have like a regular kind of blood pressure or else, you know, your body's not going to get enough of what it needs. In the brain, if you have a blood vessel that gets blocked, then that's called a stroke, right? And if like the vessels around the heart get blocked, that's a heart attack. So it's really important to learn about how these blood vessels are regulated so we can learn more about why these sort of like cardiovascular diseases happen and what we can do to treat them.
What precisely are you looking at in the lab?
I'm looking at one specific ion channel and it's called TRPV3. We're trying to learn more about how that regulates blood pressure and like what we can do to activate it. There's this molecule in the body that the body naturally produces when it makes cholesterol. Because you can get cholesterol in your diet, but your body also makes cholesterol.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's important for a lot of things. Making hormones in your body, you need cholesterol in order to make those hormones. This molecule we're looking at, it's kind of like an in-between step when your body is making cholesterol. It's already there in the body. We're trying to see if it can activate that channel I'm interested in.
And by activate, you mean relax or constrict?
This is like the ion channel itself. So these ion channels are on the surface of the cells. When a bit of calcium comes in through that channel, that's what can like go and cause those constriction or dilation events. The TRPV3 channel that I'm looking at, that one lets calcium into the cells. We're interested in activating it because there was another study beforehand that showed that one of the compounds in oregano oil could activate this channel and it caused relaxation of arteries in the brain. So we're trying to see if there are other ways to activate the channel.
Besides oregano oil.
Right. Yeah, we're looking at ones that, you know, the body already has because...
Yeah, because oregano oil gives you hiccups.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have this technique called calcium imaging. And we can, like, take these blood vessels and take it and turn it from, like, a tube. We, like, open it up, unroll it into a sheet. And so the cells that normally line the inside of the blood vessel, they're just all facing up flat in a sheet. When we treat it with the molecule we're interested in, it's called FPP, we can see whether we have more calcium entering these cells, which can mean that perhaps this channel is opening and letting it into these cells.
When you talk about the channels, mm-hmm. I'm picturing a highway and then there's a toll booth and it's like, calcium? Okay. You
can come on in.
Yeah. So they're kind of like bouncers. Like they let calcium in, but they don't let just everything in.
Yeah. So this channel, technically, I think it could let other stuff in, but it really prefers calcium, like VIP list.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
After I graduate with my bachelor's, I'm thinking that I want to pursue a master's degree in physiological sciences. And then from there, I'm thinking about doing a PhD in physiology.
Oh, wow. Yay.
Yay.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm loving the research scene. It's a lot of fun.
Infinite possibilities. Oh, speaking of infinite possibilities, and there's always something more to learn. I find that that's true in the world of music as well. And music can also help you relax. Do you mm-hmm. ever listen to this stuff?
Yes, I listen to music all day long, I would say. I listen to pretty much everything. I'm not very picky, but I really like classic rock and 80s pop, that kind of thing.
Yeah, same.
Stuff you can sing along to.
On that note, I'd like to thank you for coming to KXCI, Emily.
Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.